News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Economic Growth Council, EGC, has endorsed the government's public sector transformation program. Deputy Chairman Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark describes it as an undertaking that will enhance growth. Underscoring the need for greater efficiency in the delivery of state services, Dr. Clark says transforming the public sector would facilitate greater reallocation of resources where there is need, citing citizens' security and public safety as examples.
What we need is greater efficiency in the private and public sectors. And greater efficiency means getting more value for each dollar spent, getting more out of the tax dollars that Jamaicans pay.
Meanwhile, EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin is urging greater support for the public sector, which he says has a number of unsung heroes. He says this is of paramount importance if the country is to achieve 5% growth in 4 years. The Ministry of Justice has launched its 2017 training for Justices of the Peace, JPs. The objective of the training sessions is to provide JPs with the requisite skills and knowledge they will need to carry out their functions, as well as reduce case backlog in the judicial system. Director and Principal of the Justice Training Institute in the Ministry, Karen Kambabasco, says the plan is to train 500 JPs in mediation, as well as restorative justice throughout 2017.
In February, we'll have a second launch in Montego Bay for persons mainly from the western side of the island. And we'll also have a launch in St. Anne and in Manchester. So we'll have the launches, and then throughout the year, we will move into each parish and have the specialized trainings and qualifying training for our justices of the peace.
Mrs. Kambabasco says the JPs will also be trained in matters related to the children's and petty sessions courts, as well as the role of JPs on the Spirit License Panel. The Justice Ministry is aiming to have 3,000 new JPs by the end of the 2017 calendar year. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be paying close attention to the merger of the HeartTrust NTA, National Youth Service, and the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL. Mr. Holness says he believes this merger can become a strong example of the public sector modernization process in action as the government moves to streamline operations and deliver its services efficiently.
We want to make that an example of how it can be done without grave dislocations, but with an increase in service to the public.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the launch of the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education HeartTrust NTA Absorptive Capacity Program last week. And the HeartTrust NTA has partnered with the Joint Committee for Tertiary Education JCTE to launch an initiative geared at increasing access to technical and vocational education and training TVET across the island. Under the Absorptive Capacity Project 17, JCTE member tertiary level institutions are to begin offering TVET programs on their campuses in short order. Chairman of the HeartTrust NTA, Maxine Wilson, says the Absorptive Capacity Project became necessary to ensure the agency is able to meet the number of placement applications it receives each year. Focus is being placed on channeling students into key development sectors.
We are optimistic that upon the completion of the first year of this project, some 2,200 learners armed with TVET certification will have significantly improved capacity to gain employment in tourism and hospitality, business process outsourcing, agriculture and transportation and logistics.
Mrs. Wilson adds that by 2020, almost 10,000 Jamaicans will acquire skills training in these sectors. Those were some of the stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.